Hello and welcome to our very own show, How's the Josh? We all want to travel, don't we? But then we think about managing finances. Beautiful beaches, exotic locations and delicious food will be no longer a fantasy. Because our guest for today is an avid traveler, traveling on budget. He has his very own show, Backpack with Indrajit. So today, he's going to reveal the tips and tricks to travel on budget and live life to the fullest. To add on, he's an actor, director, and has done theaters, loves drawing comic art forms, and much more. Let's take a tour of this very dearest friend of mine, Indrajit More. Welcome, Indrajit.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Indrajit. And before we start, one question to you. How's Indrajit?
Not so high. It's sober.
Okay, anyways, but like, you know, let's start with the podcast. So the very first question to you is, like, we all are very excited about this show that is Backpack with Indrajit. Like, there's so much of travel into it. So tell us, like, how did this show started on and, like, what are your plans regarding this show?
It's a show called Backpacking, Budget Backpacking with Indrajit, which is on Bharatiya Touring Party, which is a sister channel of Bharatiya Digital Party. And Bharatiya Digital Party is one of the biggest platforms for Marathi audience on YouTube. We started this show since this January. It's all about every month we put up one video where I travel to one destination of India and to go backpacking there in almost a minimal budget of like 2,500 to 3,000.
Okay, so like
it's all about it.
Okay, so it's like, you know, traveling with a really very low cost and getting to know a lot more about the place. So, like, so far, which all places have you visited?
So far, we shot Gokarna, and the Gokarna video is up on YouTube.
Okay.
The Hampi video is getting edited. After Gokarna, we got a lot of demand for Hampi. We went to Hampi and I shot Hampi there. And recently, I've been to Jaipur. So, Jaipur video is going to be the next one.
Okay, so like, you know, offshoot, like, you know, with the camera or without camera, you have been to a lot more places in India, mainly from South Kerala to the Meghalaya and the Assam. So tell us about the variation that you found out in India while you traveled from South to the North.
Honestly, I haven't traveled much because I've met a lot of people who have traveled way too much than me. So I wouldn't say that I've traveled a lot. I've started doing this since like only 2 years. In these 2 years, I've been to in north side. I've been to Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Banaras. I was in Banaras for 1 month.
Okay.
I traveled South India, in like Karnataka. I was in Hyderabad for like 2-3 days. Then I went to Kerala. I had a backpacking trip to Kerala, and like I haven't been to Tamil Nadu and rest everywhere in south. And then there's this favorite part of mine, which is the northeastern part where I've been to Assam and Meghalaya.
Wow, so like, you know, most of the times we speak about Kerala, we speak about Jaipur and like a lot more North Indian plains. But most of the times, the seven sisters of India, they get neglected or rather nobody speaks about them. But since you have been to Meghalaya and Assam, tell us more about the culture, the food and the food cuisine that they have got to offer and much more about Assam. So we would like to know more about it.
Northeast is amazing, it's magic. The reason it is not very touristy because there is the transport problem, it is very inaccessible due to its topography. And the other thing is, it is having a lot of conflict. If you go to Meghalaya, there are a lot of conflict going on, political and social. So it is a bit hard to backpack there. But then it's very fun. The culture is very rich. The people are super hospitable. And unlike the rest of India, there is nothing called as patriarchy in Northeast. On contrary, there is a lot of regions where women are the one who dominate in society. There is this market in Meghalaya where straight from growing vegetables to selling them, everything is done by women. And the major decisions are taken by them.
I mean, like, this is one of the very beautiful things that you have shared with us. Like, you know, normally India is
very open.
Yeah, because way down, the India was known for the patriarchal system that men are governing the whole bodies and the system. But this is a very beautiful thing about Meghalaya that it is a, at certain parts, it is a woman-centric
village. Like, you know, the women are governing so much of markets and everything. So that's a very good thing about Meghalaya.
Yeah, another thing about Northeast that I got to see is it's a small part, but yet it has a lot diversity than India. So basically, there are a lot of various valleys and other, like a lot of, a lot of tribes and hamlets and a lot of other cultures grew in those valleys. So, उधर जाना इतना एक्सेसिबल नहीं है ये वैली से वो वैली तक सो हर वैली में अलग अलग कल्चर देखने को मिलता है अनलाइक एनी अदर प्लेन और सिटी रीजन ऑफ इंडिया सो यू गेट टू सी अ लॉट ऑफ डिफरेंट ट्राइब्स यू गेट टू सी आओ यू गेट टू सी गारो यू गेट टू सी बोडो अ लॉट ऑफ ट्राइब्स
ओके एंड ऑल्सो यू मेंशनड इन ड्यूरिंग आवर प्रीवियस कॉल वी डिडंट मेंशन अबाउट द बनारस थिंग एंड यू सेड दैट यू वर देयर इन बनारस फॉर अबाउट 1 मंथ सो देयर मस्ट बी समथिंग very beautiful about Banaras that made you stay there for a 1 month. So tell us everything about Banaras as all you can say.
Okay, so I was volunteering at a backpacking company in Banaras. I was working there as their travel and activity manager.
Okay.
So what I do is I used to document and make films upon the traveling thing and the backpacking culture in Banaras. So,
yeah.
But actually, that's an amazing city. It's a crazy city. It's calm and chaotic at the same time. And the remarkable thing is, even if you ask a small kid about the culture, he'll tell you everything in depth. And that's an amazing concept about the upbringing of their citizens. And
wow, that is so beautiful thing. Yeah, because normally if you ask any Mumbai kid, like, what is this? And they're like, I don't know, I belong to Sobo. I don't know, I belong to South Bombay. I don't know what is going on.
They have an amazing, what we call is a practical knowledge of everything. They can tackle anything.
Yeah, like no offense to the South Bombay people, but there are certain parts when we do really find that. Yeah, even me at certain times, you know, like I might not know certain cultures. No offense to anyone. But at times it does happen that we people don't know. But this is a very beautiful thing about Banaras that even the smallest kid knows.
The reason is very common because we in Mumbai have a city life and we have a comfort zone. And as far as we are in our comfort zone, we are very vulnerable. Rather than those who are facing some discomfort, they have a lot of things to learn and they have a lot of experience. It's on their part, I'd say.
Yeah, and what would you like to comment about Banaras cuisine?
Banaras cuisine, Banaras and the other parts of North India is known for the street food and my belly isn't that,
we got to know that when you uploaded the pic of yours, like you suffering some intestine problem.
I had food poisoning on the last day of my backpacking trip to Rajasthan.
Okay, so like talking about Banaras cuisine, what's the special thing about it?
Chaat is everywhere in Banaras. So there is a hell lot of variety of chaat. There is this papadi chaat and there is tomato chaat.
Oh my god. Whenever you eat the tomatoes, like, you know, there's a sour flavor of tomato that comes to the mouth and it's like, you know, mouth watering journey. But anyways, you continue with the chaat.
Yeah. You can have it all your life. I'd have it all my life. But then only if I have a good belly, that's it.
Yeah. We're definitely listeners. We must go to Banaras and I think everybody must give a trip to Banaras because the way Indrajit has described the beautiful chaat.
Also, another thing that will make you go to Banaras is the the edible marijuana is legally sold there in government approved shops.
Okay.
While coming back, I legit bought 50 laddus of bhang and then we had it here in Mumbai.
Wow, that's amazing.
You get that marijuana thing for like 15 rupees. That's it.
Okay. I mean, that's amazing. Like, see, Banaras has got so much to offer. And I hope that in the upcoming, that you will have a video, like, you know, backpack with Indrajit, travel on a budget in Banaras.
Surely, definitely, I would.
Yeah. And also, about your recent travel to Jaipur, elaborate about it, please.
Wow, Jaipur is amazing, man. A lot of people have been to Jaipur. It's very touristy. It's the capital of Rajasthan and city, like that they got metro and everything, so pretty much everyone knows everything about Jaipur. Jaipur is so royal that their royalness is next level. They got their own flag of a state. So
okay,
Yeah, so the culture of Jaipur is equally as royal as any other part of Rajasthan.
Okay.
Actually, the best thing about Jaipur is that the Jaipur government has few sites in their custody, as well as the Maharaja of Jaipur have some sites in their custody as well. So you get to see some things preserved by government and some things preserved by the Maharajas and
okay.
their sons. And
like, as you said, many people have been to Jaipur, and you know, like Jaipur and the Kerala is like, you know, much more visited spot. But what's that
yeah.
one thing that you found unique about Jaipur?
Yeah, my last day was the best day in Jaipur because I missed my train on the last day and I didn't have any idea to what to do. So there is this a cottage hamlet in Jaipur called as Sangane, which is famous for Jaipur's age-old tradition of block printing. So let me tell you what is block printing. It's like there are wooden blocks made by hand. They are like stamps, and they dip that stamp in pigment and they print it on a textile. And that's how there's this ethnic variety of textile made in Jaipur since a long time. And they did do it still. So there's this Fab India and all. They actually make them. Just a second. So, like, the fifth day was an amazing one because it was not a part of my Jaipur plan because I had missed my train. And so, I planned to go to this rural part of Jaipur called as Sanganer, which is like 11 kilometers away from Jaipur. And I hopped 3 buses and a rickshaw to go there.
Okay.
So, basically, Sanganer is one of the hubs where there is this age-old tradition or maybe the craft of hand block printing still going on. So
yeah.
block printing is like there are cottage industries that make block stamps out of wood, and then they dip it into some pigment and print it on a cloth, and that's how they make those ethnic clothes out of those textiles.
Okay.
Is,
so it's a must to watch.
Amazing.
Like, you know, it's a
yeah,
very beautiful thing to be watched.
To watch. It's like that satisfying video. Like they dip it and then they print it. So everything is done by hand, basically.
Okay,
so
it's much more of a handcrafted thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right from making those molds and making those stamps to pressing, like to stamping them for 1,000 times to create one big textile and then making a dress out of that. Everything is done by hand.
Wow, that's really amazing.
So, yeah, I heard a lot about it. So, there is this friend of mine, she's a textile designer, so she said this is a part of it. You need to go.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll make sure, like, you know, one more thing we'll tell the listeners that, you know, listeners, please do go and watch this. Like, you know, it's already there on Indrajit's Instagram account that he has put up this photograph of the block printing thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's that
blue
backpack.
Yeah, it's my blue backpack if you go there.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely so that even our listeners will get an idea about what we are talking about.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
also...
block printing.
Yeah, 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 definitely. And also moving to the south of India, you have been to Hampi, you have been to a lot more parts of Karnataka and Kerala. So tell about it in a brief.
Karnataka is very amazing when it comes to food. Because I am a fan of South Indian food. I'm a fan of Padni curry, which is more of a Mangalore thing.
Okay.
It's a pork curry, which is made... The recipe is very complex and it's really amazing. That's one of my favorite things when I go to Mangalore and I have it.
Okay.
But altogether in Karnataka, there is this linguistic problem where... most of the people don't understand Hindi and they talk to us as if we are Kannada. So, I really look forward to learn Kannada now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one thing about
yeah.
Kerala that you really liked and you really want to talk about it.
One thing about Kerala, yeah, another thing about Kerala is this. Again, the food. They got amazing fish curries.
Yeah.
Apart from the communist culture in Kerala, I like everything. Nice.
So it's amazing one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Kerala is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, the Varkala. Varkala part is it's a newbie, it's a noob hippie destination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us more about that newbie destination.
So Varkala Shivaji is a small town in Kerala. And it isn't that famous among the typical mainstream Indian tourism industry. So a lot of hippies, so they come, you know what a hippie is, right? If you don't go Google it. The hippies come here in India, and this is another...
I think you should tell our listeners what Chippy is all about, because like they will get a context to what you say.
Okay, after in the time of 1970s, there was this culture in America and apparently in the Western side of the world that a lot of people thought had a different idea about living a life and attaining happiness.
Okay.
So they started traveling and started living the life on some other terms and started learning it in a different way. So hippies are pretty much weird, but then if you meet them and they start talking to you, they won't stop. They'll talk and talk and talk and talk.
Okay. So are these hippies from America?
No, actually, I doubt about it if they are from America or Europe. I need to study about it more.
Okay. Anyway,
this is all I know about hippies. It's the basic information.
Okay.
So but if you go to Goa or probably Nanjuna, you'll see people with dreadnoughts and then those like hippie pants and those big dungarees and everything.
Yeah.
You see some people like them. Yeah, they are hippies.
Like, moving on with this thing, like, you know, you have been right from south of India to the north part of India, and you have explored by staying in much more cities and the villages of India. There have must been a lot more challenges and ups and downs. So, tell us more about your challenges and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, they weren't very rigorous challenge, for me, challenge was convincing my mom that solo traveling for a 19-year-old kid is okay. Very much support traveling all by myself, since she knew that I am very, I'm a kid who is very bad in taking his responsibilities and getting his shit together. She knows that I am very I'm not getting that word. She says that ki tu khub dhandrat hai.
You're being very careless.
Yeah, I'm very careless about everything.
One of the calls that we discussed earlier, you said that initially the mom was really very rude at you. Like, if you go, I'm really not going to talk to you. But then there was a transformation into a caring mom. Okay, bacha, tere paas reservation seat hai, let me give you facts. One more dabba of lattes for you. So that transformation in her and supportiveness of your parents, I think that must have really helped you to go a long way.
Very much. So basically, she didn't support. Like, she had a thought that, yaar, kya, like, how would he go? And then she used to say that, no, you go again, then I'm not going to talk to you again. And now apparently, she's the one who helps me packing my backpack. And then if by any chance I get a train ticket or reservation, she makes sure that she put it in both of the tickets in an envelope. She write everything down, the train number. Ye jaane ka ticket hai, ye aane ka ticket hai.
She's so sweet and taking so much care of you.
She's a very particular lady.
And also, talking about how's the Josh. When it comes to Josh, every person has a Josh within himself. And we get up from our beds and we go and work out our mission. And about in your case, you get up from your bed and you have your whole journey scheduled for. And you start with your tourism and your traveling. So what's that one Josh or that one motivation about you?
Content is the only reason that I travel. I like to get as much of content that as I can. I'm really, really into getting stories, listening stories, and being a good storyteller. So that's the main reason to travel. Another reason is to get out of the comfort zone so that I get to see that where we actually stand if we are taken out of our comfort zone, and then we are into discomfort. And then actually that's the zone of your life when you get to learn a lot about yourself and you turn into another amazing version of you.
Okay.
Every time I've been out of my comfort zone and I've been in some discomfort, I got to learn a lot, and it was amazing, I'd rather say.
The initial word that you said, you said about content. the one thing that comes to my mind after content is that there's also an actor within you. There's an actor Indrajit, there's a director Indrajit. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, I've been doing acting since I was in my fourth standard. I was in a Gurukul kind of a school, which was known for promoting their kids' extracurricular activities. So that's all the credit to my school for introducing me to theatre and apparently acting. And I've been doing it in my college as well.
And tell us about the new web series in which you're featured.
Yeah, Tathastu. Tathastu was an amazing experience. So basically, there is this YouTube channel called as Array. They have come up with a new web series called as Tathastu.
Okay.
And they have uploaded all the episodes on Array official website as well as on MX Player. So if you search for Tathastu on MX Player, you can probably see me in the fourth episode.
Okay, that's really a beautiful thing. Like, I know everybody is going to be watching Tathastu and they will be spotting you on the fourth episode.
Sure, you do.
So really have a great actor with us. Okay, that's cheers to us. And cheers to you for being on this show. And so much of serious topics we have talked about, the traveling thing and everything. So now the time for the Josh Fire, which is a fun segment. You have to be honest, you have to be rapid, and most importantly, you have to enjoy the segment. So are you ready for it?
Great. Yep. Am I getting some hamper or something?
Yeah, you're getting the whole hamper, the whole big hamper, fat hamper for you. You just need to tell us the address after this podcast and the hamper will be delivered to you by tomorrow.
Okay,
so without any further delay, let's start with the Josh Fire.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. The first question, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Coffee always.
Mountain or beaches?
I'm a forest person. I love wildlife. I'm into wildlife.
Okay, that's a good answer. Moving on. Name one person to have a coffee with.
I have a coffee with Eilid Zurer.
Okay, so hang out on
I'm a fan of her. She's an Israeli actress.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay, see, traveling, like people would have said about the Indian actresses, but traveling has really taken to another country and getting some international fans, like, you know. Okay, a good one.
I watched her movie called as Munich, and she had done an exceptionally well acting, and I'm a bad fan of her.
Okay. Moving on to the next question, to hang out on her lunch.
Yeah, what?
To hang out on a lunch with?
To hang out? Yeah, of course. Eilid Zurer, why not? Come on.
Okay. Name one person with career graph you want to replicate.
Sarang Sate.
Okay, Sarang Sate. Because he's a very good comedian and he's very much a best at his open mic.
Yeah, he's insanely amazing person.
Okay.
So I'm not that very bad at stand-up comedy. I actually applied for stand-up comedy in Bhadipa and ended up interning as an assistant director. But then I'd actually got to learn a lot from that guy. And he's another reason why I am right now hosting this show.
Okay.
But it's backpacking. So one day I got a call from Anusha, Sarang and Paula. These are the co-founders of Bharatiya Digital Party. And then he's like, can you show up at the office and we can discuss about some upcoming projects. And then I met Sarang at the office and he said that
is really amazing.
Why don't you travel and like we'll pay for it. You should travel and make content for Bhatupan. Like amazing. That would be crazy.
It's really a good thing. I think soon we're going to have Sarang Sate on this show and he'll be really happy to hear some kind words about him.
Yeah, he's very friendly. He's very...
Yeah. Like moving on to the next question. Who do you think to be your competition in this industry?
Actually, I am not in the competition in the industry because I'm a student right now. I'm learning a little bit. So I actually don't see anyone as my competition right now.
Okay.
Since I'm not in the competition yet.
Okay. Next one. Pick one to team up with to be a dance partner.
Jim Carrey, of course, if I get to do that.
Co-star in a movie.
Co-star in a movie. Damn, I might go with dude. That's a lot of name popping in my head.
You have to be really honest and quick about it. Come on.
Nasiruddin Shah.
Gym partner.
Milind Soman.
What the following people have you wish you had? Sachin Tendulkar.
The dedication.
Sara Ali Khan.
Sara Ali Khan. I wish I had a father like Sara Ali Khan.
Okay, that's really interesting. Yeah. Shah Rukh Khan.
Of course. I wish I had a charm like him.
Salman Khan.
I get to learn a lot from Salman Khan. I get to learn how not to act.
Rishi Kapoor.
I'd love to have his pura acting career ka span. He had a big time acting for it.
And coming back to our basics, Nana Patekar.
His voice culture is amazing.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. Moving on quickly to the next question. One thing you do to stay real on social media.
Due to what case I am on social media?
No, one thing you do to stay real on social media.
What do I do? Actually, I'm not like totally very real on social media. Actually, nobody is on a very serious note. But then, yeah, I pretty much don't post stories like Wanderlust and all. Rather into posting with like more experiential stories. So if there is something bad in the trip, I post that as well.
Okay, I think that's a very good thing. Like, you know, many people tend to show only the happy faces, but you are also into, like, you know, you show the much more of a reality thing. And also, you told us about the cafe thing.
Remember that food poisoning wala story?
Definitely.
I got that get well soon, aa gaya kya ghar pe.
Yeah. And also, you tell us about the cafe thing. Like, you know, the one spot in the cafe that you really find to post on the social media. Like, the whole cafe isn't good.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, why would you go there to have some expensive food?
Yeah. Because, you know, normally people just, like, you know, feel that, you know, it's a very beautiful cafe. But the one thing that you really spoke to us is, like, we try to find that one beautiful corner that we can post it on the social media thing.
Exactly.
Next thing, name three weird things about your lifestyle.
Three weird things, okay. I'm a left-handed person. I don't know if that's weird. I have this problem that, I mean, my intestine don't actually know that they're, they actually believe in the fact that there is just one washroom in this entire universe. And that is just my home ka washroom. And then they just don't feel any pressure when I am in some other washroom of some any other place.
Oh my god, that is a big reveal. That is a big reveal.
Yeah.
That's the third one.
I failed in my third standard.
But come on, you would not get... I mean, there are no regrets for that because you have such a beautiful career lying in front of you and you're just making a best out of it, man. Come on, kudos to you and that's really a great achievement.
I don't know.
It was really a great achievement. And also the thing is that you have answered all the questions very beautifully and honestly, and the most beautiful answer that you ever gave was the second weird thing about you. I mean, that was
thanks
amazing. It's a big reveal.
So fair, are you?
Yeah, and before we conclude, there's one more question that I need to ask you. What are your plans for the future?
Actually, I don't have any plans. I mean, I had a few plans like 2 years back, but then it seemed that they are not working out, so I just canceled them.
So let's like go with the lines of the
week. Yeah, I'd love to go with the flow.
Yeah, and also one more important thing, since you are an avid traveler, give us the tips and tricks to travel on a budget that our listeners will cherish for a lifetime.
The first very important trick that anywhere you go, let there be one such person that who knows everything about where you are and where are you staying. Keep him or her updated about everything. The second one is you should be prepared for getting out of your comfort zone. Matlab, if you are having, matlab, tum log aisa ye rahega ki nahi mujhe aisa hi chahiye, yehi idhar hi rehna hai, waise hi karna hai. So then that might not be very.
Be adjustable and flexible, you mean?
Hello?
Be adjustable and being flexible.
Yeah. Be adjustable. Be as adaptable as you can. And be more, be gratitude to any local culture that you go. So
that's a very important thing, Many times we tend to people to it or not to listen
Indians
to
the... Indians are really bad at doing that. We don't respect the culture that we go into.
yeah.
rather just blend in, try to blend in with them, try to live like a local. That okay. would be a great part.
The third one?
Yeah, that's the third one.
Okay, and the fourth one is?
The fourth one is...
Yeah,
you can stay in hostels rather than staying in hotels. That they might cost you a lot. You can stay in hostels or maybe homestays. They are very cheap.
Okay. Listeners, Indrajit has given us really the useful and the very important tips and tricks to travel on a budget. So we all will make sure, Indrajit, that we follow this and we enjoy our budget. We enjoy our travel on to the fullest. So it was a fun touring with Indrajit, I must say. And thank you so much for being on this episode. It was
thank
a fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man. It was amazing.
It was really a very fun part.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Indrajit.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.